So this morning we continue our broadcast, and we'll check in with a few folks, Farmers Union right around the corner here. Also Travis Leonard, the gypsum guy, we'll track him down as well from the Princeton area. We had a chance to talk to him yesterday during our noontime news. Now last night it was a big night where they had the scholarship auction that was held last night, also award ceremony that was held last evening, and they also had some time to have a little comedy at a great comedy show last night too. So it really was a fun night, delicious meal, all held here at River's Edge Convention Center. And last night they did announce the producer of the year, and that's Blake and Chickie Oddy and their farm family in their dairy farm called Square Deal Dairy. And we had a chance to talk to them earlier this morning about their farm and their recognition as well last night here in St. Cloud.
An honor. It was a big surprise to us. It was a great honor for our family, and we really appreciated it.
Talk about your guys' farm. It's really the definition of a family farm, isn't it?
Yes. I am the fourth generation on my farm, and my sons will be the fifth generation. We're milking 450 cows, and we raise all our young stock, and all our kids are more involved. We have three boys. Our oldest boy is back at our farm right now, taking care of the cows. He's the head of all the milk cows. My middle boy is working off the farm, graduated from college. And my youngest is just graduated from high school and is attending Wilmer for agronomy. And my wife and I are pretty proud of our boys. They're doing what they want to do, and we're glad for that. And when they were growing up, we decided that when they wanted to come back, they had to want to come back. We weren't going to force them to come back. They had to do it on their own. But one of our deals were that they had to go find a job for a while and work off the farm to see if they really wanted to be back on the farm. And we really stick to that, and it's really been good for my boys.
Kind of deep in your gut, did you ever see the farm evolve into what it is today?
I always had a picture. When I was milking with my dad, we milked 70 cows, and when it was taking us all day with the cows, and we still had our cropland to do, we knew that there had to be changes. And my wife and I got married in 91, and we built our dairy in 96 on the intentions of I wanted to be involved in my kids' events at school. And I knew if we kept doing what we were, I'd never see that school events and stuff. So we had a vision and we went with it, and we had built the dairy we're at today, and we've expanded once on it, and my oldest boy would like to expand again, so we're going to be looking at doing that.
Now, Chickie, there's got to be somebody to hold this group of guys and gals here together, and seems like you guys do a good job of maintaining, you know, family and everything throughout this whole process.
Yeah, we've always made a point that our family comes first. Our faith in our family comes first, and with those two, of course, the farm is a success. We make sure that we get together quite often and we talk, and we've always included our sons' future spouses with every conversation that involves the farm or expansion or big money decisions. That way they, not necessarily if they had an input on it, but they were very well informed. Nothing was a surprise, and we just want everybody to be included and felt a part of the farm.
Now, receiving the award last night, what was your initial feeling when you guys found out this was in line for your family?
I was surprised. There are so many wonderful dairy producers in the state of Minnesota, and for us to be recognized for this, especially for bringing the kids back into the farm, which I know a lot of other farms struggle with, and we just feel so fortunate that our children are so passionate about the dairy.
How does communication play a role? Does everybody communicate well? I can only imagine. I'm one of 10 kids in my family, and I couldn't imagine how that rolls. How does it roll with you guys?
It's not perfect. It's not great. There's always disagreements, but we want our children to be strong-willed and have their own opinion. But almost everything between all of us is a big group text between all of us. So if somebody's going, everybody knows. If somebody's going to be late, everybody knows. It's just a nice way to keep everybody in the loop of what's going on.
Finally, everybody always wants to know, how was the harvest year for you guys? I assume it was wet like everybody, but how was it for your family?
We were wet, yes. During corn silage season, it was a struggle. But we ended up having 3 weeks of nice dry weather to harvest our corn, and it went really well. We plugged right away through it, got all our bales made, and had a very big yield. So we were very, very, very happy of what we got off our land this year.
The 2016 Producers of the Year, Minnesota Milk announcing last night. Here in St. Cloud, Blake and Chicchiotti and their farm family got the boys back on the farm, and it really is a farm family that is really doing well. And as Blake mentioned, too, looking to even expand in the future. Square Deal Dairy recognized last night here at the Minnesota Milk Dairy Conference and Expo. Let's take another time out. We'll take a brief break, and we'll be back. Talk Minnesota Farmers Union. Tom Peterson joining us here in just a few moments on CASM Radio.